So we'll pass it over to the next portion of our presentation on Expression Web.
Hi, guys. Thanks for indulging me. Sorry I've kept maybe a few of you from your food, but I'll make this short and sweet, although it looks like I haven't kept too many people from their food. Great. So I'm here to talk about Expression Web Super Preview, which is sort of a cool tool we introduced last week at the MIX conference. And, yeah, okay, got it. And if you're not familiar with Expression Web, you should feel really, really guilty. But Expression Web is a web authoring tool oriented towards front-end web developers, the people who are doing the page design, the page layout, and the page interactivity. And this can be sort of contrasted with the back-end web developer who typically works in Visual Studio and is doing server-side development. And Expression Web has a very powerful and robust set of tools for understanding, diagnosing CSS and style-related issues. Actually, many of them are sort of patterned after the IE8 and DevTools and Firefox tools. And my team does a bunch of stuff to familiarize itself with the market and understand what the pain points of web developers are. Last year, we did a study called Habits and Practices. And a Habits and Practices study is about understanding where the opportunities are for features or products within a certain domain. So what we did was to go and survey a whole bunch of web developers, and we asked them, what are all the things that you do, and which of those are the most important things? You know, rank them in terms of importance, and then tell us how easy you are able to accomplish those tasks with the current tools that you have. And of course, the areas of opportunity are those that are really important and where people are underserved in their ability to accomplish those. And the main area where people, web developers, have challenges are in debugging their pages. And they have problems debugging JavaScript. They have problems debugging their layouts. Why don't these containers, these elements on the page, go where they're supposed to? And they have problems debugging cross-browser compatibility issues, right? And so we also did an internal survey of our existing user base, and we put up a whole bunch of feature suggestions, and we asked them to rank them, rate them. And two of the top three issues were people wanted the design preview within Expression Web, within their authoring tool, to be more accurate, to reflect more what a real browser would look like. And people have problems debugging cross-browser issues. Why does it look different in Firefox than it does in IE? Why does it look different in IE6, IE7, and IE8? And so we decided last year that our marquee feature for version 3 of Expression Web, which is going to ship later this year, is what we call Super Preview, which is an environment where web designers and developers can identify and isolate cross-browser rendering issues. And this is an area where we thought we could add a lot of value, because if you hadn't noticed, the browser wars are back, and it isn't just, you know, IE4, Netscape 4. It's IE, 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 6, 7, 8, multiple versions of Firefox, Chrome, etc. Mobile browsers are now a big issue. So this is an area that we think and thought was ripe for developing a tool set for. And in particular, there's a huge amount of developer pain around IE6. I'm sure you've never heard that before. But it's not just that IE6 has, you know, some standards compliance issues, but it is that IE6 can't be installed on Vista, can't be made side by side with IE7 or IE8. And so one of the pain points that we wanted to address was this IE6 issue, and we've actually taken the IE6 rendering engine and built it into Super Preview so it can go side by side with other versions of IE and work on Vista. We are also in the process of developing a remote service. So Super Preview, as I'll show you in a little bit, works with the browsers currently installed on your machine, and it will also, once the service is up and running, work with browsers that are installed on our service. For example, and I'll show you, we currently support, we'll be able to support Safari on the Macintosh, which is the leading Macintosh browser. So within a single interface, you'll be able to compare renderings of a single web page across all the browsers on your machine, as well as those available via our local service, or our remote service, rather. We've also taken the same technology and said, hey, wouldn't it be great if people can preview within Expression Web how their page is going to look with absolute fidelity in IE8 and other browsers? And that's a feature we call Snapshot Preview, which works both with vanilla HTML pages as well as ASP.NET and PHP pages. And last week at MIX, we introduced what we're calling Expression Web Super Preview for Internet Explorer. And this is a free IE dev tool. It's a version of Super Preview that has IE6 built in. And if you have IE8 installed, it allows you to compare IE6, IE8, and IE8 running in compatibility mode, that is emulating IE7, all within the same interface. This is a tool that we announced and shipped a beta version of last week, and which we will ship a final version of and continue to support and make available as a free developer tool for helping to migrate sites from older versions of IE up to IE8 off into the future. So given that, let me give you a quick preview of the way Super Preview works. I'm using that word too much. The way that people develop websites, at least professionally, is actually pretty well known, pretty well scripted right now. They typically start out and do an information architecture. You know, what are all the elements that I want to have on each page? They'll develop wireframes. That's basically, you know, where are all the boxes of content that are going to sit on my page, and what's the basic arrangement of them. That'll be handed off to a graphic designer to develop a color comp of all the elements that'll be on the page, and that's typically done in Photoshop. And then that's handed off to the front-end web developer, who basically implements that page in HTML. So what we're seeing here is basically a comp that was developed in Photoshop. It's pixels. It's handed off to this front-end web developer, who curiously is using Expression Web and displaying. Let me see if I can move this so we can actually see the whole program. Oh wow! So it looks like I'm working at 1024. All right. So this is going to be a little bit of a challenge, actually a fairly big challenge. So in this top panel is basically the HTML markup that represents, you know, the implementation of that color comp. And in the bottom is an aspect of Super Preview that we call Snapshot. And what it's showing us, what we can see of it anyhow, is what it's showing us is this page as it would be exactly rendered in Internet Explorer 8. And if we come down here, I can make a change. And as I save, we'll see this update. And it's probably slowed down by live meeting. But what this is doing is essentially talking to my version, the version of IE8 installed on my local machine, and saying, hey, here's an HTML page, render it to me, hand it back. And what I get here is an absolutely pixel perfect version of how this page would be rendered in Internet Explorer 8. Now that is going to provide tremendous productivity, greater accuracy for people who are developing and designing web pages. But Super Preview, as I've indicated, can actually do a lot more. Let me pull it up here. It's already kind of maximized. And so you can actually see, kind of barely, we actually have access to more than just Internet Explorer 8 down here. I've actually loaded up a whole bunch of additional browsers. And if I pull it into side-by-side mode here, I'm going to open up that top image and do a little refresh here. And so within the Super Preview interface, I can essentially compare the fidelity of the comprehensive that my graphic designer gave me against how my markup rendered in Internet Explorer 8. And we have a whole variety of tools here that allow you to compare the pixels and actually do more. So for example, I can go into my overlay mode. And in overlay mode, I essentially onion skin those two images together to see what differences there are, and any visual differences pop out. This is actually super close here, so that works. Let's pop over to Firefox and see how that compares. Check. Yep. So that shows pretty much absolute fidelity to IE8, which is actually really cool. We'll go over to the IE7 compatibility view within IE8, and we can see, you know, there actually are some differences there. There's some spacing issues, but if I'm the designer on this, or if I'm the developer on this, it's actually not too bad. There's nothing that has, you know, really affected the fidelity of the layout or the intent. Let's see if we've got, okay, here's Safari 3. Again, this is Safari running on the Macintosh, a Mac Mini running under the desk of my engineering manager. And it actually shows some more differences. But again, the slight amount of difference that I see here is probably not substantial. And then, of course, we'll hop over to IE6, and we'll actually see quite a bit of difference here. This headline is off. There's some differences in the placement of this sidebar element. So let's pop back into side-by-side mode and see what we can do to analyze some of these differences. So we've got some nice tools in terms of navigation and zooming. And when we went out and observed web developers kind of in their native environment to see how they did this, there are typically three steps that they undertook in their cross-browser debugging. One, is there a problem? How do I compare these browsers and identify whether I have a layout problem? Number one. And you've seen how we can do that with the overlay mode and the side-by-side mode. Two, if there is a problem, what element on my page is causing that problem? And I'll show you some cool tools for being able to isolate page elements. And third, once I've figured out the element, how do I fix the problem? And that would take some serious black magic and we don't actually do that. But what we've observed is that once an experienced web developer has identified the element that's causing the problem, usually they go, oh, yeah, of course, that's the issue, and they can fix it pretty much right away. Now, one of the things that distinguishes our implementation of cross-browser comparison compared to some of the other solutions, and there's some web service-based solutions which return imagery to your desktop that you can compare, is that we actually grab both the rendering and we grab DOM information. So you can see that as I mouse over elements of this page, I see individual HTML elements, you know, divs, paragraphs, what have you, highlighted actually in the same way that you do in the IE Dev toolbar. And you can see on the left here, I've highlighted an element, and on the right, it shows me the location of that element in the other browser rendering, in this case comparing IE6 and IE8. And typically, to find the element that's causing a problem, you would kind of move up the DOM tree to the largest containing element that still has that problem. So you can see, you know, we've still got the problem there. Slide this over a bit. As I move up here, that containing element still has a problem. This containing element still has a problem. And as I move higher, I hit the page element. So it's probably this one that's causing the problem. And you can't really see it here, but if I had this at a higher resolution display, there's information on the left-hand side that gives the ID of the element, the position, width and height information, and the CSS class that's applied to it, which are really great hints for figuring out what the issue actually is. So let's slide back to 100% here, and let's take a look at this guy, which is definitely out of place. Let me turn on rulers, pull out a guide here so I can see where that element should be. I'm going to turn on this punch-out mode, and as you see, as I click on this element, I again get the same position on the other browser rendering of where that should be, and I also get the same element highlighted here. And again, you can't really, well, you can't see it because you can't see the bottom of this, but it would give me the ID of this element that needs to be modified. It's called photo pull quote. And so I'm going to go back into Expression Web and show you how I can easily change this. So look here, and we don't need our IE8 anymore. I'm going to pull this, and hopefully, there we go. Dock it back into Expression Web. All right, so this element had the ID photo pull quote. And as I slide down here, I see the ID of that element. That's the element that's causing us a problem. And the containing div has this class, the CSS class applied to it. That class appears earlier in the file. And I can see here that the author of this page has used a child selector, which is not supported in IE6. IE6 supports descendant selectors. So I'll simply delete that element, save it, and we'll see that element pops down right where it's supposed to be. So that's a quick view of Expression Web Super Preview. It provides a great environment for migrating sites from earlier versions of Internet Explorer to the current version, and also a good environment for comparing different browser renderings so a web developer can ensure fidelity across all browsers. Any questions? does it work with?
Dispute resolution.
Oh yeah. You mean will it be?
I'm developing on a 1200, okay. But.
Yes. Yes. So this beta version that I'm showing doesn't have it, but there is a. Actually, it does show it. It has a browser size pop-up here, so you can select different browser sizes.
Have it installed, you know, to run this between different browsers. Do we need to have all the browsers?
So the version that will initially ship with Expression Web will have IE6 built in, and then it will use whatever browsers that you have installed on your machine. Actually, probably just versions of IE8 and Firefox to start out with. And once we launch our service, we'll make other versions of the other browser versions available for comparison. But we wanted to go for the most popular sets of browsers out there first.
But there is no hard and fast rule that any browsers to be compared has to be installed on the machine, right?
Correct. Once we have the service out there, then they won't need to be installed. Being installed on your local machine makes the whole process faster, however.
So you just need IE8.
Yep.
So you had picked an image for doing the overlay. Is the way that that image was captured could be different? You know, the designer could have given me a different resolution of that image. How does the resolution of that image come into play when you're doing the overlay and seeing the differences?
Well, actually, so from my experience, the designer will actually give the web developer a pixel-perfect version of what they want the developer to capture. So it will not typically be a different resolution. You know, being a browser, they may specify something like a min width and a max width, so it could grow. But basically, it's pixel for pixel. And we hope to have a tool that would actually allow you to slide one image to nudge one with respect to another in the final release.
In my experience, what I've seen is customers are more involved in making sure that the site is secured rather than the look and feel. What kind of market do you anticipate in this? Because people are more interested in making sure that whether my site is compatible with the newer version. That's about it. Look and feel, if it's not matching 100%, they're still okay with that. Do you still see a big market in this?
Yeah. So according to our research and our experience, the front end for the front-end web developer, this is sort of a key issue. In terms, if you're talking about do people really worry about IE6 anymore, it's still about 18% of the market. So that will continue to decline over time, and probably it may decline substantially once Win 7 takes hold. But I think it's only recently been surpassed by Firefox. So, you know, it's like maybe the second or third most popular browser out there. There's a question back here.
You mentioned mobile browsers.
Yeah.
And on your little resolution there, obviously this is a beta, so will you be able to eventually choose browser sizes relative to that, pixel sizes?
So we actually hope in a future version to be supporting mobile browsers themselves. So, you know, VS, for example, has a Win mobile browser emulator. So we would actually need that in order to reproduce the browser rendering with sufficient accuracy. I don't think it would work just to actually be able to actually shrink this down to a mobile size. So that is something that we expect to be supporting in the future. So anyhow, I appreciate the opportunity to present before you guys, and I hope you'll take the opportunity, or I encourage you to download Super Preview for Internet Explorer. We think that it'll be a, you know, potent development tool for people who design websites. And again, it's free, and we'll support it off into the future. So, like Ajax. Sorry, I can't hear you. Yep. No, this only deals with the layout of elements on the page itself. It will detect and execute the JavaScript onload event, but for real JavaScript debugging, you definitely need to go to the browser itself. Yeah. So it executes onload. If something happens during the onload event, it should display. Because lots of websites and pages actually use onload for layout of elements.
You mentioned also for the Mac, a lot of time the colors are not compatible, the drop-down lists are not compatible between
yep.
PC and Mac.
Yep.
Well, that's
so. The actual styling of elements are actually different. Excuse me. All right. So is that on? Okay. The styling of elements between Mac and PC are actually substantially different, even between Safari Mac and Safari PC. They don't lay out things the same in the same fashion. And even though there are a bunch of browsers and tools built on WebKit, they don't all render the same. I mean, Apple has this thing where it actually pulls in, it styles the web page control itself. So what we do is we ask the browsers that we support for an actual rendering of of the web page as it would be displayed in that browser. So it should be absolutely faithful to the browser we support. Again, any dynamic content like trying out drop-down lists, stuff like that, really has to be done on a case-by-case basis. Great. Well, for those of you who haven't eaten, it's a great chance. And again, thanks a lot for the opportunity to